A new WBUR poll released this morning finds Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley with a strong lead in the race for governor. Coakley outperforms both of her Democratic primary opponents, State Treasurer Steve Grossman and Health Care Administrator Donald Berwick. She's also gained ground over Republican Charlie Baker, increasing her lead in a potential general election against Baker from 9 percentage points in May to 13 now. The poll also shows strong support for casinos. A majority of voters questioned, both men and women, say they approve of casinos. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more.
It was 3 years ago that Massachusetts lawmakers passed gaming legislation, and in just 4 months, voters will decide on a ballot question to repeal gambling. Right now, WBUR's latest survey shows Massachusetts residents overwhelmingly favor casinos, 56% to 38%. But Steve Cazella from Mass Inc. Polling Group says it's not a done deal.
Voters are still in the early phases of making up their minds on this. There's a lot more attention to be paid to casinos than is being paid right now.
A total of 56% of the respondents in our poll say they've read or heard either a great deal or a fair amount of news about the casino licensing process. Much of what they know deals with the state's gaming commission, and much of that has been negative. Amid charges of favoritism and conflicts of interest, a minority of the 502 respondents say they have a positive opinion of the commission. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
It is low, but it's higher than it has been. We asked this question back in May, and we found it even lower, at 39% saying that they had a great deal or a fair amount of support, which has now gone up to 43%.
Well, I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Neil Johnson of Abington was one of the people participating in the survey. He supports the Gaming Commission, sort of.
It seems like they have been heavily scrutinized, so I'd like to think that everything's on the up and up, but you know, maybe I'm just naive.
Pollster Cazella says Johnson's response is typical.
One of the curious things about this poll, though, is that you see a lot of people saying that there's negative news, that they don't necessarily trust the Gaming Commission, but then you see a high level of support for having casinos here. So there are some headwinds that this question is going to face.
Those supporting the ballot question that would repeal gaming will face stiff resistance from people like Patricia Connors of Peabody.
I was a bartender and I was a keno operator.
Now retired, Connors also participated in the WBUR poll, which found that residents in all parts of Massachusetts support gaming, from a low of 51% in the Boston area to 62% in the Southeast. Patricia Connors likes to gamble, so does her husband. When they do, they head to Connecticut. He likes to go to Foxwoods. She prefers Mohegan Sun. But neither likes what they see when they arrive.
When we get down there, we almost make a game of seeing how many Massachusetts cars there are in Connecticut gambling. There's just too many people from Massachusetts going down there.
That could be a winning argument for casino supporters, says pollster Steve Cazella.
If you buy the argument that this is about bringing Massachusetts dollars back to Massachusetts, then, you know, this poll does show that most of the gambling money that's leaving the state is going to Connecticut.
In November, voters will be asked a simple question, yay or nay, on legalized gambling. But it's a deceptively complex issue. And even many of those who have already made up their minds, like Mary Burnett of Falmouth, aren't totally convinced.
The people need jobs. I also realize that the gambling's bad for them, but it's sort of a double-edged sword, isn't it? The big mistake is doing three. One casino in Massachusetts is enough.
4 months out to the only poll that really counts, it's still too early to tell if casinos win or lose here. And what effect, if any, the ballot question on gaming will have on the governor's race. Pollster Steve Cazella.
And as voters learn more about the candidates' positions, it wouldn't surprise me if there does start to be more of a relationship between how you feel about casinos and who you say you're going to support for governor. But that relationship's not showing up very strongly just yet.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.